Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 11th week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments has passed. The deadline for making requests for appropriations and revenue bills to be drafted is Monday, March the 25th. Revenue neutral measure dies on the calendar. Senate Bill 2901 mandated that counties and municipalities provide a public notice and hearing before exceeding a revenue-neutral tax rate regarding ad valorem taxes has died on the Senate floor calendar. Broadband legislation gets recommitted back to committee and dies. House Bill 1091 would have required broadband providers to have a minimum speed standard while benefiting from an ad valorem tax exemption on their equipment. It has died by way of recommittal. The Senate version of the county purchasing legislation gets amended and passes Senate floor chamber, Senate Bill 2699. On Thursday, March the 14th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2699 by a vote of 47-5. This measure was amended to allow county purchases from $2,000 to $5,000 to be made without a purchase order or receiving report, and also purchase made from $5,000 to $10,000 for fuel, machinery parts, and machinery repair to be made without a purchase order or receiving report. This measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. Limitation to College Foundation ad valorem tax exemption passed the Senate chamber. Senate Bill 2697. Senate Bill 2697 provides that an ad valorem tax exemption for property belonging to university, college, community college, and junior college foundation applies to property that is used exclusively and directly for educational and outreach purposes and not leased or otherwise used to generate revenue. This measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. Homestead exemption reimbursement measure introduced. Senate Bill 3047. Senate Bill 3047 makes an appropriation for the purpose of defraying the expense of the Mississippi Department of Revenue for reimbursing the counties, county districts, and municipal separate school districts for tax loss incurred by reason of the exemption for homes from certain ad valorem taxes. Note, Section 7 of this measure provides a line item appropriation for the homestead reimbursement at $92 million. Measure addressing Public Employment Retirement System Board structure and contribution rate passes House Chamber, House Bill 1590. On Wednesday, March the 13th, the House Chamber passed House Bill 1590 by a vote of 85-34. House Bill 1590 reconstitutes the membership of the Public Employees Retirement Systems Board, and it rescinds the scheduled employer's contribution rate. Section 1 of this measure reconstitutes the PERS board. If this measure becomes law in its current stage, the board will be construed as followed. The Commissioner of Revenue, 4 members appointed by the governor, 3 members appointed by the lieutenant governor, 1 member retired who is receiving a retirement allowance from the system who will be elected by the retired members, and 1 member of the system having at least 10 years of credible service elected by members of the system, municipal system, and Mississippi Highway Patrol system. Section 2 of this measure addresses the employer's contribution rate. It states that from and after the effective date of this act, the increase of the employer's contribution rate that is scheduled to take effect July 1st of 2024 is rescinded and shall not take effect, and the board shall not provide for any increase in the employer's contribution rate through June 30th of 2024. Section 3 is the effectiveness of this measure, and it shall be set to take effect upon passage. Both mental health measures survive floor action deadline day, Senate Bill 2744 and House Bill 1640. Please continue to talk to your local legislative delegation regarding state financial help with the unfunded mandates that both mental health measures can impose on the budgets of county governments. In addition, Please also note that we need language that repeals or removes that current law that allowed jails to be certified to house mental health patients. Jails are not the appropriate facilities to house those in serious need of acute psychiatric mental health services. The House and the Senate will convene Monday at 4 p.m. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.